you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next views, are going to be the next hour, they're going to be the views of Rob Roselli, who's written a book on the New World Order. And, of course, this whole idea that behind this are powerful spiritual forces.
Amen.
What is so difficult for the average individual to understand is the fact that there really is organized evil in the world. This is why people have difficulty believing, of course, that the Twin Towers were brought down by explosives rather than planes crashing into the buildings. Well, there's no question planes crashed into the buildings, but did that bring down the airplanes? Did that bring down the buildings? I don't think so. They fell at the speed, at the rate of gravity, and certainly building number 7 fell at the speed of gravity. Who would be wicked and evil enough to kill all those Americans? Why, basically, ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with organized evil. Once you understand that, so much of what's going on in the world begins to make sense. So with that as a background, Rob, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, Dr. Stan, how are you? And thanks for having me again.
Fine. You go right ahead and then tell our listeners, the things that really you think they need to know about this system of organized evil that's out there that is working at the highest levels of our government today.
Well, highest levels and beyond. Now, as promised, I'm going to go to about a 4 to 5 minute background here, and then I'll take a break, and then we can proceed with the specific topic, okay? Now, the specific topic I'm going to talk about tonight is UFOs being the same as biblical demons, and today they're using the radical environmental movement as cover, okay? And I ask people just to bear with me and hear me out for the next hour or so, how long time we have, okay? Just to give a little bit of my own background, you know, I have my name. I'm a professional engineer by trade, licensed in 3 states. I don't belong to any, you know, conspiracy groups or any specific church or any cult group like that. I'm basically independent, okay? My website, the name of my website is boxofsunglasses.com, and I use that name for ease of use. The name of my book and my website is called They Live, and I've embedded that within the theory of evolution, okay, and you'll see why in a second. But basically, it's based on John Carpenter's movie They Live, and if you haven't seen that movie, I suggest you watch it. There's more truth to that movie as I'm finding out more and more every day. And basically, what's controlling the world in that movie are UFOs, which represent demonic beings, and the way they control society in general is through deception and basically sedation, hearing the same messages over and over and over day after day, which is kind of what's going on in our society as we speak, okay? And then another thing I researched in my book that's relevant to tonight's topic, there's 2 main messages that I can determine from all the research that I've done from the New Agers. They're so-called ascendant masters, spirit guides, space brothers. Manly Hall mentioned something called cosmic messengers. Okay, and these 2 messages are evolution and environmentalism. Okay, now I document this in section 3 of my book. The whole thing, by the way, is up on the homepage of my website. it's there in PDF form, so if I refer to it, you can either look it on the website or purchase it. It's your choice, and there's a table of contents that explains how it's laid out, and that's all I'm going to say about that. But anyway, in Section 3, P as in Peter, of my book, I document the messages, and another researcher, Lois Chan, she wrote a book called Unholy Alliance, okay, where she documents many of these same findings that I, in fact, have found out, okay? And just so people don't think, you know, I'm crazy here, I'm going to quote from a Professor John Mack, okay? This guy's a Harvard doctor. He's got an MD. He's a psychologist. He's a Pulitzer Prize winner, okay? And he's written a book called Passport to the Cosmos, Human Transformation and Alien Encounters, okay? And the book's main message is that these ascended masters, space brothers, spirit guides, whatever you call these things, their biggest message is, in fact, environmentalism. And I'm going to read a review from Publishers Weekly that I found at the front of this book, okay? And if it sounds like Genesis 6, you'd be well understood of what these things are saying. Now, just bear with me here for the next minute, okay? Now, I'm quoting, in extensive interviews with Max, those who claim to have been abducted report that aliens are especially motivated by questions of ecological destruction and that they may be even survivors of a destroyed civilization seeking to breed hybrid children with humans to ensure the survival of both the human race and their own. Overwhelmingly, the abductees state that the aliens visit Earth to warn us that our cavalier tree-cutting, border-polluting, trash-dumping habits will have dire consequences if we do not change our ways. Abductees are left with only profound caring for the environment, but with a sense that they have encountered creatures sent by whatever power ruled the universe. They particularly find that their experience resonate with Native American religions. They particularly find that this discussion leads them to what is possibly the most intriguing section of the book, the examination of sex between humans and aliens, great sex by numerous accounts. Okay. And I don't want to go off on a rabbit trail of Genesis 6, but this stuff is right. This is the New Age version of Genesis 6, what I just read, okay? And as far as the website itself goes, you know, some of the other background for this discussion, on the homepage I have two capitalist pyramids. You know, one happens to be the Great Seal on the back of your dollar bill, and the other one happens to be the top of St. John's Divine Cathedral over here in Manhattan, okay, New York City. Now, pay special attention to that one on the right, okay, because that happens to be the home of the modern environmental movement, okay, and that's documented in the book and throughout the website as well.
Okay, I think that maybe we ought to just comment on Dr. John Mack at Harvard. He is a psychiatrist. He has interviewed some 5,000 people who have been abducted by alien beings. At least they claim they have. Now, certainly he's no right-wing extremist or conspiratologist. He's interviewed them. He's talked to them. He's recorded their experiences, and they're all amazingly the same. In other words, they haven't been together. They haven't conspired to tell the same story. They've all experienced a supernatural experience in contact with these supernatural beings. So there really are supernatural beings out there. That is what is so vitally important that people understand. But go right ahead, Rob.
Yeah, and basically, just to dovetail off that real quickly, what you're basically talking about is another concept by this psychologist Carl Jung called archetypes, where he said all these ancient so-called myths and legends, they're all talking about the same thing, which basically is the struggle between, you know, good angels and fallen angels of Genesis 6. But to get back on point here, you know, the background for my discussion, on the homepage I mentioned the pictures of the capitalist pyramids, and then if you go to the New Age page, the relevant, you know, topics, the links, I have something called 322 with the Georgia Guidestones and the Echo Wackos, where I tie in our friend Georgia, you know, R.C. Christian with the Georgia Guidestones and the environmental movement. I have another link called Beware the Environmental Movement, and another images I just scanned in from Cosmos magazine, right from the United Nations, okay? That's Cosmos as in Cosmos in the outer space, although they spell it with a K, but it's the same thing as the Cosmos with a C.
All right, okay. Now, R.C. Christian is the man who put up the money to build the Georgia Guidestones. That is not his name. He admitted that wasn't his name. He said he represented a secret society that was putting up the money to build a monument that would be something there for humanity, so humanity could understand the course they should follow. the fact that the monument stands in Elberton, Georgia, the fact that it calls for the elimination of over 90% of the world's population, the fact that this is a satanic monument and they have their satanic ceremonies there, and the fact that this is well known to everybody in that part of the country and yet has been totally suppressed by the mass media here in America is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists of what the American people think. We'll be back in just a moment or two with Rob Bozzelli as he continues to explore this idea of the supernatural forces at work behind the scenes, represented by the unfinished pyramid on the back of the dollar bill. We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Thank you.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest, Rob Roselli, and Rob has been telling us certainly about these pyramids. He has them there on his website. And, of course, the pyramid represents the ancient wisdom, and that was the basis of the ancient mystery religions. And, of course, there have always been secret societies, and there's been a secret that's been passed down for thousands of years through these secret societies to the secret societies that exist today. And, of course, they've always tried to get people to tap into this mystical power. But, of course, it will cost them their eternal salvation. But go right ahead, Rob. Why don't you pick the story up from there?
Okay. Well, basically, just to get, you're exactly right, but the capping of the pyramid is the real theory of evolution. Okay, but that's another rabbit trail I don't want to go down right now. But basically, to get to the specific topic on my website, there's a page called Mystery Babylon USA. And just real quickly with that, I mean, I don't mean any disrespect to Hal Lindsey, Dave Hunt, Joel Rosenberg, and all these kinds of guys. I mean, they identify, you know, Mystery Babylon as a Catholic church or Iraq or Saudi Arabia or any number of places. You know, to me, absolutely not, okay? I specifically identify New York City and the United States as that entity, but that's not really the topic I want to get into. You know, what I did was I developed a related links page that kind of corroborates the information I have, and one of those related links is a specific topic for tonight, and I call it Cosmos, okay? Now, remember from before my initial statement, you know, about the UFOs being the same as, you know, biblical demons and being related to the environmental movement. Okay, and now I've made a specific outline, okay, you know, people can say either I'm crazy or I'm not crazy for that contention, okay, and I'm just going to go real quickly down through the outline, and that's going to kind of how I'm going to proceed, okay. Now, if you say I'm crazy, basically, you know, you have to go back in history, okay? They said Galileo was crazy for saying the Earth revolves around the sun. Da Vinci said man can fly back during the Renaissance. They said he was crazy. And just because you can't see something doesn't mean it doesn't exist, okay? For an example, we have all kinds of waves. I mean, radio waves that people are listening to right now, I mean, they exist even though you can't see them. Okay, and finally, you know, I say, you know, it's logically impossible to prove that something doesn't exist, okay? It just doesn't make logical sense. Now, that being said, I mean, anybody can say anything, then the onus then is upon the person making the point to prove his point, and that leads to the next topic of my outline, which is I am not crazy, okay? And under this, I propose the following, you know, I do the following outline. UFOs and other life forms can exist and perform, quote, abnormally according to science. UFO and other life forms do exist, just according to records and what's going on in the world. And then finally, they can exist, they do exist, and then you have to ask the question, what are they? And there's two subcategories to that, okay? One is, you know, they're space beings from another planet as yet unidentified, or are they, in fact, biblical demons, okay? Now, that being said, let's go back up to the top and say where UFOs can exist, okay? I'm not saying they do. Now, remember, this is they can exist, okay? Now, if you go back to Einstein's theory of relativity, E equals mc squared, where the speed of light is 186,000 miles per second, okay? Now, if an object can move faster than light, we'd never see it, okay? And another way, another offshoot from this is when you're looking at something, no matter what it is, your computer screen, a TV screen, a person in front of you, you are, in fact, seeing that thing or entity in the past. It may be billions of a second in the past, but it is in the past nonetheless, okay? Now, another example would be a baseball. If you go to a ball game and, you know, the batter hits the ball, I mean, you see it before you hear it because the light waves are moving faster than the sound waves, okay? That's just a little bit of the physics basis, okay? Now, according to a report on Family Radio, scientists have already developed a cesium chamber where they allowed light to move at 300 times the speed of normal atmosphere, okay? So basically what happens when they shone the light on one end of this chamber, it showed up on the other end of the chamber before the light was even lit, okay? And that's already happened, okay? And then I go into the whole quantum physics, quantum mechanics, quantum physics field that are exploding today into all kinds of disturbing stuff. I know that website, you know, we can check some of the stuff out. It'll be Raiders News Network, okay? I don't want to go into that right now. But basically, you know, what the quantum physicists are doing is they're the normal, what's called space-time, is our normal three-dimensional space, you know, length, width, and height. plus time. Okay, physicists, and that's the traditional Newtonian view of the world, that's space, time, and of course, you know, in that world you have mass as well. Okay, quantum physics is taking us into places that are better left untaken. But that's, again, I don't want to go down that path right now. Now, next, another person I looked into was a physicist named Michio Kaku, okay? He wrote a book called Physics of the Impossible, okay? I saw this guy on Fox News. He worked for the Defense Department. He credits the top scientists in the world with helping him in his research for this book, okay? Physics of the Impossible. I got mine at Barnes & Noble. It's out there. You can read it yourselves. But he comes up, I mean, he makes some examples of, you know, on varying different levels of impossibility. He has class 1, class 2, and class 3 impossibilities as far as practicality from today's, you know, 2009 viewpoint, okay? And I'm just going to go through these technologies real quickly, okay? He talks about teleportation, okay, which is similar, you know, with Star Trek, you know, when they beam each other up and they go from, you know, from the Starship Enterprise down to wherever, okay? Invisibility, laser guns and laser shields, time travel, existence of dimensions outside of space-time, and something that's particularly relevant to this topic, psychokinesis, which is basically where, you know, people utilize their brainwaves to send signals to a computer, and the brainwaves actually are able to do work, okay? And there's dozens of more technologies. He talks about nanotechnology and stuff, but, you know, the point being that it is possible for UFOs to exist. In other words, UFOs can exist, okay? Now, remember, that's...
But of course, remember, Rob, that these do exist in another dimension. They may come into our dimension, but they originate in the supernatural dimension. Until people understand there really is a supernatural element out there, and we have tapped into the supernatural, and the supernatural beings have tapped into our dimension. And I believe that much of the technology we have today, or some of it, has simply come from the other dimension. And, of course, maybe things that we never, never should have tapped into, but go right ahead.
Well, you're exactly right, okay, and that's when it, you know, theoretically, that, you know, there are other dimensions, and if this can be proven with physics, I mean, whether we can get there or not, that's obviously, you know, obviously we're not meant to get there, okay, but that's, you know, like, that's our whole, that's the reason why we're being punished for original sin, okay. Now, getting back now, I'm going to go into the next topic, was the UFOs do exist, okay? Now, in section 3D, as in David, you know, of my book, They Live, you know, I document, you know, multiple cases throughout history from Sumeria, the writings, the hieroglyphics, to in fact, today, on my relevant news story page, which is another page on my website, I document cases that are happening all over the world, from Mexico to Russia to the United States. Today, 2009, of all kinds of unexplained phenomena, okay? And then I cite another article called, Is the Vatican Easing Humanity Towards Alien Disclosure? Okay, the humanity is very much, the Catholic Church is very much into the cosmos and outer space research. And the Catholic Church can make a whole nother show just on that. But just suffice it to say that they're kind of hinting towards alien disclosure at this point, okay? But basically, and then what I did to corroborate or to further substantiate my point is I read books by two secular scientists, two well-known scientists. One is a biologist named Ivan Sanderson. Are we ready to break? Hello? Hello?
When you get into the other dimension, you're dealing with things we shouldn't be. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Rob Buscelli, and we've been talking about UFOs. Are they real? Are they from another dimension? Are they from another galaxy? Well, of course, they're going to try to get you to think they're from another galaxy, but they are really manifestations of the supernatural. And the supernatural is the very foundation of the political struggle we're engaged in today, because there really are supernatural forces intent upon bringing about a one-world government here on Earth. And they have their agents planted at every level of our society. They look just like you and me. Some of them, of course, have gone over to the other side, and others, I suspect, are come directly from the other dimension. At least that is what they say, and any of you who have any question would be glad to send you without charge a copy of something they have published called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. It was actually dictated to a woman named Alice Bailey 50 years ago by a demonic spirit named Jual Kul. The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy explains so much of what's going on today. And, of course, the spiritual hierarchy that rules the world today. Well, that is the background, but if you'd like to get that, if you get anything from my ministry, you just ask for a copy of the Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. We'll send it. But, Rob, before you go on, I want to get your webpage out again and let people know what they can get if they do go to your webpage and tell them how to get copies of your book.
Okay, the website's boxofsunglasses.com, and there's a little introductory page, about two or three pages that I wrote, and then you can enter the main page And on there, like I said, just read the table of contents. I'm reorganizing as we speak, and that'll explain. You can either download the entire thing in PDF form, or you can buy the book in combination with a few things from the website, because there's too much to publish at once. So that's boxofsunglasses.com, and we're on the Mystery Babylon USA page. That's kind of where I'm talking from right now, or there's a related links page, so that's where we are. So to continue, I chose two secular well-known scientists, and a guy named, Yvonne Sanderson, he put in a book called Uninvited Visitors, and Jacques Vallée, and he wrote a book called Messengers of Deception, UFO Contacts and Cults. Okay, now Jacques Vallée is a well-known, he's a French astrophysicist, and, this guy's no slouch, and, he was actually represented by the French Lacombe character in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, okay? Now, neither of these gentlemen profess any kind of religiosity whatsoever, okay? That's why I kind of read their books. And I'm just going to go through some quotes real quick. This is Sanderson. He goes, "We have now disposed within the limited space available of two possible types of uninvited guests, the occupants and what I suppose we must call the permanents, and we are still left with a third lot, the invisibles," okay? And now here's Vallée. The real question is, does the spacecraft hypothesis explain to our satisfaction the fact of the UFO phenomenon as we know them today? And the answer is a definite and resounding no. Okay. Now, again, these two are quote, secular scientists. Okay. Now I just established that UFOs do exist. Okay?
And I think it's important to realize that Jacques Vallée, even though he is not in any way Christian or coming from a religious point of view, recognized that the UFOs are metaphysical. In other words, they are really from another dimension. This is what people have to understand. There is a spiritual dimension out there that most people have no concept of, that most of our ministers do not talk about, and yet that is the very essence of the political and ideological and cultural struggle that is taking place today. Go right ahead.
And you're exactly correct. And again, that's, remember, we talked about, these things can exist, and now we've just gone over, just very briefly over whether they do exist, okay? Now, this is where things get really interesting, okay? Now the last section is, what are they? Okay, now it's either space aliens or demons, okay? Let's start out with space aliens, okay? Now, if they're going to space aliens, they would have had to have evolved, okay? Now, evolution is statistically impossible, okay, and I go through this, it's in the article, okay, basically it's impossible statistically for human evolution, much less an advanced, race of being somewhere that can travel faster than light and have mastered time travel, okay, so it's just physical impossibility. And another thing, when you peel away the layers of evolution, it's so stupid at its core scientifically that its only logical purpose can be to expunge, a creator God, okay? And whose goal is that? But Satan or the angel of light or whatever name, he goes by, okay? So we get rid of the space aliens. What are we left with? Okay, we're left with demonic beings or the Nephilim or fallen angels of Genesis 6, okay? Now, in the science link on the same related links pages, I document thoroughly that there is evidence of a flood and the young earth and all this kind of thing, okay? So a flood did happen. But here, let's hear, Ivan Sanderson's take on it, okay? Now, this is a direct quote. "There is an adverse notion to this, which is rather popular with the mystical and pseudoscientific fraternities, the effect that the human type developed on this planet long ago and then discovered space travel and colonized other suitable astral bodies. Most of these people seem to lean to the notion that there were once mighty human civilizations on our Earth which deliberately left in order to avoid violent worldwide geophysical upheavals and their attendant catastrophes, which these immediately wise and knowledgeable people were able to predict." Okay, that's right out of Genesis 6. Okay, now in section 3D is in David of The Theory of Evolution, I covered the Great Pyramids and how impossible it would have been for just normal human construction methods to build those things, okay? And then that kind of dovetails off of that, okay? Now he goes on later to say, "But I am saying that the existence of this independent class of poltergeists makes the possibility of invisibles more tenable." Okay, so he's kind of inching towards the same conclusions, but from a strictly non-religious, non-biblical standpoint, okay? And, my question would be is, at what point do we start listening to these New Age cults and all these other things, okay? Because As the more I read this stuff, the more it's starting to sound like Manly Hall and his description of ancient Egypt and the so-called ancient great societies of Plato, okay? That's kind of where this is going, and I document this thoroughly in Section 3 of my book, okay? But now here's another direct quote from Mr. Sanderson, okay? And he goes, should this be the answer, we must then contemplate some of these visitors either leaving some copies of their findings here or, as would be much more likely, gathering up some of the brighter locals, humans, setting them up in technical colleges in which they might be instructed in useful arts and then launching them as a priest class to disseminate the information for the benefit of all the planet's inhabitants using the best method known to control the wild masses, okay? This is exactly out of Manly Hall's, his books, which I thoroughly documented in Section 3 of my book, okay? Now, that being said, now when things get really interesting, I found another book, something called The Rosicrucian Enlightenment Revisited, and that's Rosicrucian as an R.C. Christian, okay? Now, here's the back cover of that book. Early in the 17th century, a series of manifestos and other writings began to circulate across Europe. They announced the dawn of a new age and proclaimed a universal reform of science, religion, and society. The authors were members of a, quote, invisible college and confessed themselves to be disciples of Christian Rosicrucius, okay? Christian Rosicrucius is one and the same with R.C. Christian, okay?
Now, I think that it's important for our listeners to know that the Rosicrucians were organized somewhere about the 1400s. They were the disciples of Rosicrucius, certainly, but they've existed as a secret society since that time. Many people believe that the great monument in Elberton, Georgia, was built by the Rosicrucians because the man who put up the money called himself R.C. Christian. But they have their temples today. They have one here just north of where I live in San Jose, over in Santa Clara. They have other temples here in the United States. Why don't we ever hear about them? Why? Because they don't want you to hear about them any more than they want you to hear about the satanic cults that are going around killing people, like such as we saw with the Son of Sam killings, David Berkowitz, as we saw with Manson. They're not telling you these were part of satanic cults, the Hillside Killer or Strangler, whatever he was called. These were all part of satanic cults. There are literally thousands of them in America today. In fact, I read a book just this last week, Breaking the Circle of Satanic Ritual Abuse. You can't even get a copy of this book. It no longer exists in America. I read a copy. Somebody had, but you'd go out and try to buy one on Amazon. They've never heard of the book, or at least they've heard of the book, but no copies, absolutely none, are available. How would you be able to suppress a book here in the United States so that none of them are available at any cost? You've got to be very, very powerful. But the one thing they do not want you to know is the reality of what's going on. That's whenever people start talking about this, the CIA comes out and creates the False Memory Syndrome Organization, or the FBI sends out their specialists. There is no satanic ritual abuse. It doesn't exist. There are no satanic cults.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan Mack here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I certainly our guest is Rob Roselli. Rob, we've got about 5 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
All right. Real quickly, again, remember now, we're discussing Manly Hall and two secular scientists, okay? We started out with UFOs and demons and environmental movement. We ended up right smack in the middle of the New Age movement and in fact, the environmental movement.
All right. Now, who is Manly Hall? Why is he important?
Well, Manly Hall is a Freemason historian. I call him the mouthpiece of Masonry. I thoroughly documented in Section 3 of my book, okay? This guy says it all. If you bother to read him, you can get his books right off Amazon.com and read them, okay? And this stuff is, it's just, you just got to put the time in, and that's basically what I've done here. But in the interest of time, let's go back to Jacques Vallée, okay? Now, he found something called the Order of Melchizedek, okay, which is a priest, associated with Abraham back in the Old Testament, okay? Now, I'm going to quote directly from him, okay? Now, I have been told that there are councils of light, which are organizational boards where the archangels or ascended masters organize all the codes pertinent to both the visible spectrum as well as the other spectrums that we're not aware of. I was told that beginning in 1976, the brotherhoods will begin to define the blueprint for space-time overlap. The UFOs are merely one aspect of higher evolutionary technology. You see, UFOs do not travel. They have their own energy field. They are literally able to go several times the speed of light. In the Order of Melchizedek is one of the higher orders of various space brotherhoods. There are 76 brotherhoods that comprise the Sons of Light or the White Brotherhood, okay? Now, that made me fall off my chair, okay? Because, in Section 3 of my book, I thoroughly document something called the Great Right Brotherhood, which was received by another so-called channeler, Elizabeth Clare Prophet, who channeled another, an ascended master by the name of R.C. Christian, okay, and he talked about a great white brotherhood, and that actually ties over to Adolf Hitler, what he was pursuing. Adolf Hitler was very into the occult, and he was pursuing a great white brotherhood, which had a lot in common with the island of Tula, which in turn has a lot in common with the island of Atlantis, okay. So all these messages, all this stuff is in fact tying together here. But really, you know, what really shocked me, okay, if that's possible here, I'm going to read a footnote real quick, and hopefully we have a couple minutes. This is a footnote right out of Valet's book, okay. References to Mezzozidic are numerous in the occult and Masonic literature. In the Stella of Matutina, the major successor to the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn, there is a special ritual for the invocation of Mezzozidic. In her book, Secret Societies and Subversive Movements, Nasta Webster says that in the Mezzozidic lodges of Freemasonry, the Rose plus Cross degree occupies the most important place, okay. So we've gone full circle here. And I remember before I said, you know, look at 322 of the Georgia Guidestones and the Echolacos, okay. And that link, which is 18 pages, and I'll just tell you the most relevant fact is I document that Helena Blavatsky herself, the founder of the modern New Age movement and the and theosophy and all the other stuff, she identifies the number 18 as 6 plus 6 plus 6, the number of the beast. Now 18 also happens to match up with the 18th degree of Freemasonry, which happens to match up with the Rosicrucians and the Rose Cross, okay? Now, I came about this stuff in the last month or so, okay? But this stuff definitely all ties together, okay? Now, remember, these are all secular people. I have not invoked information from one, you know, self-professed Christian, okay? So there is a definite link here between UFOs, demonic beings, and the environmental movement. They're all attached, okay? And I'm not sure how I'm doing on time here, but I'll let you break in real quick.
You've got about 2 minutes to go.
Okay. So, again, what I'm saying, and again, this is a very brief overview of the link, and I don't know if I sent it to my web guy. I don't know if the link is there yet. Again, this is the related links page to the Mystery Babylon USA page on my website, boxofsunglasses.com. You can read this. I've just highlighted the high points of it. Okay, what I'm trying to say and what Dr. Stan is trying to say is, okay, we are on the verge of something big here, okay? Have no doubt. There's much more to this, everything that's going on than, quote, just money, okay? What we are, in fact, witnessing is the beginning of the remanifestation of the so-called great societies of ancient Egypt, ancient Babylonia, okay, where ancient recordings record ascended masters, you know, godlike beings, which matches up exactly with Genesis 6, and we know how that turned out with the Great Flood and all that, okay? These ascended masters are contacting people, cults, weirdos, new agers, whatever you want to call them, all over the world. And there are two main messages. One is evolution, which just so happens to eliminate a creator god out of society. And number two is environmentalism, which is behind a lot of stuff in it. And of course, the environmental movement, the goal, the real environmental movement, is not cleaning the environment with water pollution, that kind of thing. It is population control, with all kinds of nasty stuff, including fake global warming and all this other stuff, okay? So this stuff does, in fact, tie together, and I'll stop there, and, you know, and hopefully, you know, we can do this again. I have a bunch of other links, and we can go through R.C. Christian. That's a whole nother topic, and, you know, his name keeps popping up in the middle of all this stuff, and it's just, it's amazing what I'm finding out, Dr. Stan, and I'll let you finish up.
I think it's important that our listeners know R.C. Christian is a pivotal person, like Manly P. Hall. R.C. Christian walked into Elberton back, I think, in 1979, 1980, announced he represented a secret group. He wanted to build a monument. He built the monument. You can actually go there. You can touch it. You can read it. You can see it. And, of course, the monument is dedicated to Thomas Paine. It lays out a plan for humanity, including, they talk about maintaining humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature. What they're really talking about is destruction of over 90% of the world's population. To this date, nobody knows or will admit who R.C. Christian is or what the secret society is. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are secret societies. Rush Limbaugh won't tell you about it. Sean Hannity won't tell you about it. Bill Maher won't tell you about it. They exist, and they dominate what's going on behind the scenes at the highest levels of our government today. Bob, God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Dr. Stern.
Bye-bye. And, Chris, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we certainly welcome your efforts to get in touch with us. If you're in a position to help us, we'd certainly appreciate it, because we have to maintain a fairly good income to be able to fund over 60 different outlets every single week. But at least sometime in the week, some people across America are learning the truth. And I will tell you, every time we do open lines, we get new callers, and more people are becoming aware of what's going on. There has never been a better time in the 47 years I've been involved to begin to reach people, but we need your help. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, give us a call. One of the things, of course, you could do if you have not yet laid in a supply of long-term food, we do work with Ready Reserve, and we'd be glad to send you a catalog. And, of course, right now, Ready Reserve has reduced its prices on many items. So if you'd like a catalog, call us at 1-800-544-8927. We're putting together new four tape sets or four CD sets all the time. We've got a great new DVD put out by Dr. Blaylock, Vaccines and Brain Development. And they're destroying the minds of our children. Why do you think our children can't compete, you know, scholastically with other children when they're tested when they graduate from high school? It's not simply they've had a mediocre education, but they've damaged their minds. And if you doubt that, you need, of course, to get our material. Are vaccines safe and effective? An inexpensive little book by Neil Miller. And Neil Miller's book on vaccines, his great big book, The Vaccine, a Safety Manual. But we've got a great new four-tape set on, or four-CD set on vaccines, of Vaccines 2009. Get this information. Get others to listen to it. I think only when you understand that they're intentionally and purposely and maliciously destroying the minds of our children, only when you understand that, can you really understand what's going on. If you want to understand what mercury does, we've got a great DVD. It's called Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. And then, of course, it goes into how we're poisoning the little children in Africa where there's an epidemic of autism. It wasn't there before Bill Gates and his friends started forcibly vaccinating those little children, helpless little black children, because of the intensive hatred of blacks. This is what it's all about. You need to get the DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. And then, of course, coming with that is a free CD-ROM that's got literally thousands of pages of scientific data on the dangers of mercury. This is well known, not to the average doctor. He's too busy of reading what, of course, put out by his medical organizations rather than going to the scientific literature. But Dr. Ayoub did a great job. That's Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. You need to get this information. We've got some great DVDs on mercury. We've got two four-tape sets on mercury. We're out of time. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. The number again, 1-800-544-8927. Go to RadioLiberty.com.